The Miracles of Christ in the Quran.
1. His power to create. In the Quran, there is the following statement. When Allah saith, O Isa, son of Mary, remember my favor unto thee, and how I taught thee the scripture and wisdom and the Torah and the gospel, and how thou didst shape of clay, as it were the likeness of a bird, and didst blow into it, and it was a bird, by my permission. Surat al-Ma'idah, the table spread, verse 109.
Ibn Arabi, in his interpretation of this verse, said, Allah bestowed on Isa a spirit, and added the power to breathe life into what he has made of clay. To none other than Isa has Allah given this power to impart life.
Number 2. He spoke at his birth. When Mary gave birth to her son, her people blamed her, thinking that she had borne him out of wedlock. Then she pointed to him, and they said, How can we talk to one who is in the cradle, a young boy? He said, Lo, I am slave of Allah. He hath given me the scripture, and hath appointed me a prophet. Surat Maryam, Mary, verses 28 and 29.
It has been said by trustworthy scholars that when Mary's people went too far in reproaching her, she was silent and pointed to her child, as if she would say to them, He will answer you.
As Sadi said, when she pointed to him, they were very angry, and said, Her mockery of us is worse than her adultery.
Another story relates that Isa was feeding at his mother's breast, and when he heard the complaint against Mary, he stopped feeding, turned his face to the people, and resting on his left hand, pointed with his finger and spoke to them.
There is also another story, told by Al-Razi, which says Zechariah came to her during this debate among the Jews concerning her, and said to Isa, Speak for yourself, if you have been commanded so to do. And Isa said, I am the servant of Allah. He has given me wisdom and made me a prophet.
Number 3. He raised the dead and healed the blind and the leper. The Quran states, in the words of Christ, I heal him who was born blind and the leper, and I raise the dead by the permission of Allah. Surat al-Imran, verse 49.
It is known that the word blind, in this quotation, means those who were born in that condition. It is also a fact that leprosy is a dangerous disease, and both ailments are beyond the power of man to cure.
Al-Musanna, quoting Ibn Ishaq and Hafiz ibn Omar and Akrama, mentioned that Allah told Isa to repeat this verse to the Jews by way of proving he was a prophet because blindness and leprosy have no cure.
Concerning the phrase, I raise the dead, Wahab ibn Minabeh related that while Isa was playing with some boys, a youth sprang on one, and striking him with his foot, killed him, then threw him, bleeding, into the arms of Isa. People were told of this, and accused Isa, then seized him, took him to a judge, and said, This boy has killed another boy. The judge questioned him, and Isa replied, I do not know the one who killed him. Neither am I one of his friends. Then they wanted to strike Isa. So he said to them, Bring the boy to me. And they asked him why. He replied, I will ask him who killed him. They asked, How can he speak to you if he is dead? Then they took him to the dead boy, and Isa began to pray for him, and Allah restored him to life.
From Wahab comes another story, which says, A great number of sick people, possibly some 50,000, once crowded around him. those who were able to do so reached him. But for those who could not do so, Jesus walked amongst them and cured them by prayer.
Another from Calabi, who says, Jesus used to raise the dead by the cry, O thou who art alive, O everlasting one. He raised Lazarus, his friend, and he called Shem, the son of Noah, from his grave, and he came forth alive. He passed by the dead son of an old woman and invoked Allah for him. And the deceased descended from his bier, returned to his family, and continued his normal life.
Number 4. He had knowledge of things hidden and invisible. The Quran mentions Christ as saying, I announce to you what you eat and what you store up in your houses. Surat al-Imran, verse 49.
In regard to this, scholars see two factors. The first, that Isa, from the beginning, could discern hidden matters. As Sadi relates, while he was playing with the children, he told them what their mothers and fathers did. He told one boy, Your mother has hidden something for you. So the boy went home and cried until he received it. Then the people said to their children, Don't play with this magician, and they collected them into a home. Aisa came to look for them, and the people said to him, They are not in the house. So he asked, Who then is in this house? They replied, Pigs. Aisa said, Thus they will be, for they are pigs.
The second factor is that discernment of hidden matters is miraculous. Astrologers who tell the future and reveal hidden matters can only do so by questioning. They also confess they often make mistakes. But knowledge of the unknown, without recourse to aids or previous knowledge, cannot be without inspiration.
Number 5. He brought a table spread with food from heaven. The Quran says, When the disciples said, O Isa, son of Mary, is thy Lord able to send down for us a table spread with food from heaven? He said, Reverence Allah, if you are true believers. They said, We wish to eat thereof, that we may satisfy our hearts, and know that thou hast spoken truth to us, and that we may be witnesses thereof. Isa, son of Mary, said, O Allah, send down a table spread with food from heaven, that it may be a feast for us, for the first of us, and the last of us, and a sign from thee. Give us sustenance, for thou art the best of sustainers. Surat al-Ma'idah, the table spread, verses 112 through 114.
The religious leaders, imams, have disagreed in describing the descent of the table, also how it looked and what was on it. Qatada, quoting from Jabir and Fazir ibn Amr and Muhammad, says, The table was sent down spread with bread and meat. The disciples had asked Isa for food they could eat, and which would not cease. He said to them, I will do this for you, and it will remain, if you do not hide it nor cheat. If you do, you will be punished. But before the day had passed, they cheated and hid food, so the table was taken up, and they were transformed into monkeys and pigs.
Ibn Abbas said, Aisha said to the children of Israel, Fast for 30 days. Then ask Allah what you will, and he will give it. They fasted 30 days, and when they had finished, they said, O Isa, we have fasted and are hungry. Call upon God to send down a table of food from heaven. Then Isa put on a coarse woolen garment, covered with ashes, and called upon Allah, and angels came with a table, on which were 7 loaves, and 7 huge fish. This was placed among them, and there was sufficient for all.